First and foremost, you guys have started practices so far, ahead of your first games coming up. Just take us through what's been done so far and your thoughts on the team at this point.
Well, I think we're off to a really good start. I mean, we've had a couple of good weeks of practice. We had a scrimmage last week Saturday at Bloomington Jefferson, and we scrimmaged some really good teams there. Opened with Edina, scrimmaged Jefferson, and scrimmaged Creighton-Durham Hall. And you know, we were a little rough in the first one, but then we responded really well, which is probably one of the most encouraging things that we've seen so far. It was the first time that we've played against somebody else, and when they took it to us a little bit, we kind of were able to regroup and come back and play really well against Jefferson and Creighton. So I was really pleased with that. And the attitude of our guys in practice for the most part has been really good. Effort has been outstanding. We feel like we've covered a lot of ground. We don't have a lot of time. Before we hit game one, you've got nine practices, and down to Red Wing we go, and you've got to be ready to tip it off. So the guys have done a good job on getting a lot of ground covered. We're working on playing well together, spent a lot of time focusing on shot selection, so hopefully that pays off.
Yeah, and I don't know where your biggest room for improvement from last season is, but obviously you guys, it seemed like, would get off to really quick starts a year ago and play pretty competitive first halves, and then for some reason it would go away in the second half. Did you see the same thing, and if you did, what would you like to get fixed there, and if not, what is the biggest room for improvement for your team this year?
Well, I think last year was an entirely different animal, and I look at the teams that we've had over the last 5, 6, 7 years. Last year was kind of a unique one, out of character for most of the teams that we've had. We kind of feel like this team is going to be back in character with the type of basketball teams that we've put out on the court in recent history. So this team is going to be a little bit mentally tougher. I think we'll do a better job of understanding that, hey, I need to do my job and executing and playing well together. And for us, we've got to overcome a lack of size, just like we did last year, and that's been true for a lot of our teams through the years here. We just haven't been blessed with a lot of size. But, we'll have to fight through that a little bit. Going to have some tenacity to overcome the lack of size. And then we have to understand, who we are. What are we good at? What are we not good at? And I think one of the things that this team hopefully will make big strides on is understanding, that we want to play to our strengths and we want to try to stay away from our weaknesses. And we shouldn't try to do things that we're not capable of doing. And, so some guys, some players sometimes have to humble themselves a little bit and say, compared to some of the teams that we play and the athletes that we play against, there are some things I can do and there are certain things that aren't going to work out that well. So if we can focus on our strengths and play together and get the kind of shots that we want and have the discipline to take those shots and not try to force things that aren't there, then we're going to be successful.
So you mentioned you open up the season against Red Wing, and I believe that's actually a tournament. So take us through your season. Obviously conference play is always important, but big non-conference games that are coming up and what the conference slate looks like for this year also.
Well, yeah, we opened down in Red Wing. We actually played Big Lake first, and then we'll see. It'll either be Red Wing or East Central on day two of the tourney, and then we got a little bit of a week off, which works out well for us because we'll play two games there Friday, Saturday. But then we got 4 days to work on, what we saw in those games, what we need to work on. And then a week later we'll play Apple Valley at home. And, you look at our non-conference schedule, typically for us, we're kind of a small, big school when it comes to Class 4A basketball. So, you look at some of our non-conference games, we're playing some big schools and some good teams. And, so the season starts off in a way where a lot of times we're playing some really good teams early. I expect Hudson to have a really good team. Woodbury is always strong. We've got Park here early as well. And we got our holiday tournament between Christmas and New Year's, which is always an exciting event. Prescott comes over, and we've got Irondale and St. Louis Park involved in that. The conference play tips off right after the New Year. We open with St. Thomas, who will be one of the conference favorites. Matamida, I think, is the top favorite, but St. Thomas probably right behind them. So, but if I look at our conference schedule, I look at the teams in our league, I feel like, if we play the way that we're capable of playing, we're going to be able to give anybody a run. I expect us to be far more competitive than we were a year ago. I think we're going to surprise some people despite our lack of size. But, you know, we do have a very young team. Our future looks really promising. You know, we've only got three seniors here, and they're going to do great for us this year. But we've got a lot of juniors and sophomores and some ninth graders on the roster. And we're excited all the way. I mean, I look down to our eighth grade and our seventh grade. We've got some really good kids coming. I'm pretty excited about where we're going as a program.
Yeah, you mentioned a young team and lack of size. So spinning that into a positive, where do you think your team's biggest strength is going to be this year?
We shoot the ball well. Yeah, when we're taking the right shots. We've got some really good catch and shoot shooters. And, you know, we just need to be able to work together to create those shots. And I think as long as guys stay away from trying to get them on their own, we're going to be successful. But if we're playing games where we are either A, getting to the rim, like we're scoring at the basket, or B, we are in a catch-and-shoot situation on the perimeter, we're in a really good spot. If we have to force... try to drive through traffic or try to create shots off the dribble, we're probably not playing to our strength in those games. You know, which again, you know, brings us back to the point that we really have to play together well. We're going to have to cut well. We're going to need to steal some backdoor layups. And if we can shoot the ball well on the perimeter and cut well to create some backdoor layups, that'll make us really difficult to guard. And, you know, I think we just need to be in a position where we take advantage of the fact that we have good catch-and-shoot shooters.
And so lastly, what is the team chemistry like this year? You mentioned you only have three seniors. Have they kind of taken a leadership role, or is this kind of an everybody in kind of situation where everybody's kind of in a leadership position?
Well, it's a little bit of a combination. You know, I think we have some good senior leadership in a couple of different ways. But we also have a couple of juniors who saw quite a bit of playing time a year ago. And so collectively, you know, they're working hard at leading our team with the right attitude. And, you know, hopefully we'll continue to grow with that. You know, we tell our guys, you know, we've got two captains on our team, but everybody on our team can be a leader in one form or another. And for a lot of our guys, you know, it's kind of leadership by example. And we have some guys that have great work ethic, and they play with, you know, a great effort, and, you know, other guys can see that and kind of follow along. But you know, I think our seniors are great kids. They're going to be great teammates, and you know, and I think they're respected for the type of people that they are. And we have, like I said, some juniors that saw quite a bit of playing time a year ago that, because they're going to have the ball in their hands a lot, are kind of forced into a leadership position there as well. So, but I think for us, it's going to be a collective effort. We're kind of figuring out who our verbal leaders are going to be yet. We may need some people to step forward a little bit. So we'll see kind of how that develops here as the season goes along.